and procedures, and says the swiftness and recklessness so far has resulted in the limited participation of Republicans.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Three people are shot in the lobby of an apartment building for seniors in Vancouver, Washington.
Three victims total. Two are injured and have been transported to an area hospital for treatment, and then one is deceased.
Tim Kapp with Vancouver Police. The suspect in custody is an 80-year-old man named Robert Breck who lived in the building. No word why he may have done it. He came out of his apartment and surrendered after speaking with police for about 3 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
It is Friday morning.
Well, what do you want for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs?
No! I like tacos!
It's not Tuesday!
It's taco day.
On a Friday?
What is this, National Taco Day?
Taco day.
On a Friday, no less.
Who's up for guacamole?
Don't forget that.
Happy Taco Day.
Let's freaking do this!
And it's
showtime.
It is showtime at 7:02. It's also game time.
Who's ready?
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
You got Jay all choked up. Well, up here in the sick ward, we're playing the name game, and the name that we're calling this hour is Melissa Goggins.
Melissa Goggins.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that pause in there.
Right. Melissa, give us a call at 396-5477, 396-5477.
I bet she lives in Ennui.
Stop it now. If you can do that before the end of the hour, Melissa, you will qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year, which is a great package, especially if you work with folks like I do, from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide.
Where are you?
You okay over there, Chuckles?
Yes.
Are you sure?
You know, I have a seesaw. Mm-hmm. Between my ears, and there's a term you just used in the middle of that seesaw, and the seesaw is either going to go one way where I make the joke that came to mind and take the risk that you won't hit me with the nearest heavy object, or I just move along to the weather and keep it peaceful in here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
What's that stupid commercial? My she shack burned out or what?
Cheryl She Shed.
Oh, she shed. Stupid
she
commercial.
Shed she's seashells. Gosh. By the seashore.
Yeah. Another record high today. High temperature on this October day, near 100 again. Yesterday we had 102. The record for today is 97. There'll be rain on the radar, but not much. Your chances of seeing a shower, 20% or less today. Tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, still hot, high 96. But we are done with records, I think, today. This is the 10th and final day of record-setting highs back-to-back. Sunday's high, 92. Rain chances over the weekend, tiny Saturday, and some widely scattered storms around on Sunday. Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, we hope, along a frontal system that'll be moving through the state. This is the cool front we've been talking about. We hope we get some raindrops from it. Certainly, we are going to get much cooler air behind it beginning Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. It's going to be a really, really nice change, especially after this torrid heat. Right now, this morning, I have the new temperature coming in from the airport right now. It's 72 degrees, clear skies, 7:06.
You are going to love my buns, soft and gooey and delicious.
Today is cinnamon roll day.
Cinnamon roll.
It's also National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos.
And National Vodka Day. But why choose? Why not celebrate all three?
Yes, tasty, yum, now, go!
Maybe not all at the same time.
That's all I can think about all day is food and booze.
Looks like your Friday just got a lot more fun.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
You can hop back on the health and fitness wagon on Monday.
I got a taco deluxe supreme talking back at me, so I'm gonna be a while.
That sounds like the kind of meal you would plan after too much vodka. Stop at...
something greasy.
When I used to be a disco jock, the only place open after the club closed was Jack in the Box.
Right.
And tacos was one of the... I mean, it was like the only place that was open on the way home, and I was always hungry. Well, because it was busy in them clubs, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And... have a nice, you know, six pack of tacos and then a big Cinnabon with butter melted over it to finish it off.
Well, take a let me say that there's nothing like some crystals at 3 in the morning once if you've been doing some of that if in your younger years.
In Chicago, if I was in town, then White Castle Sliders.
Yeah, right. Belly Bombers.
Oh, I've got a good White Castle story to tell off the air.
I hear you.
7 minutes after 7 o'clock, before we check traffic, let me again suggest the next time you need a prescription filled, if you're feeling like just another face in a sea of faces with all the pharmacy mergers and everything else, you're not getting that individual personalized service, that means you haven't been to Adams Drugs because you'll experience that the first time you go there. They have state-of-the-art technologies that take seconds to get your insurance information registered to process your prescriptions, but you're going to love the warm, personal atmosphere and the incredibly friendly people that you'll find at any of their 12 locations. If you can hear the show over the air, there's one convenient to you, and it's a local business. And of course, the talk show listener more than anyone knows the importance of supporting the local team. They're really, really incredible people. I'm in my 7th year now as a customer, and I don't miss the old pharmacy one single bit. In fact, I like the group I take my prescriptions to so much. There's actually an Adams a little bit closer to the house, but I go out there because I want to see my buddies. AdamsDrugs.net for the location news to you. By the way, they have wellness clinics in Wetumpka, Prattville, and here in Montgomery, right up the street at Perry Hill and Carmichael for shots for flu, shingles, other things. They can do those right there at any of those locations. Down to Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the roads. I-65 northbound into Montgomery, as well as Highway 331 and the Troy Highway, all rolling accident-free this morning. Highway 31 out of Prattville, I-65 southbound, and 231 from Wetumpka, clear this morning. The Boulevard and the Atlanta Highway looking good. Watch out in those school zones for the kids. And when you get to work, jump out of your car and do the happy dance, because it's Friday. Hey, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
709, get your note-taking devices handy. Get ready to play and win our $10 food outlet pop quiz following random facts, which is 2 minutes away.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes that you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year, and fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Sailor, what you got in your pocket there?
Random facts.
That's all I can think of. I'll try the other one.
You was worried about that?
No, I backed off.
I'm gonna backed off on the other one.
Since we'll probably do this in two parts.
I see.
I'll try the other one later.
Okay.
The first one is the one that counts, though.
I'll keep listening.
I've got something in my left pocket.
You do that like every once in
a while. Yeah, thank you. We're going to start off with a cat fact first.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Cat fact. Yay!
You were right there with it. I'm glad. It's good. You're the only one really firing off on all cylinders here, amongst us all.
Amongst.
Did you know that cats...
I've got the ennui.
Cats can tolerate temperatures much higher than humans since they evolved in the desert. Cats can easily tolerate up to 126 degrees Fahrenheit and without any discomfort up to 133 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, no.
So no worries if they get caught in the dryer.
That's not funny.
What?
That is not funny.
Check, please.
No, that has happened.
Yeah.
I know
it has.
I have three cats. I have one that won't keep out of the refrigerator. Every time I open the dang old door, Calvin's in there.
Fluffy can get, you know, comfy in the middle of a laundry basket. You heave it in. You don't see. You never know.
You don't think you would hear something?
There's been times you'll open up the dryer and pull out that one garment you need because it's dry. You'll leave it open. Cat gets in there, and then you go to, like, fluff the laundry again to get the wrinkles out and forget, you know.
Could easily happen.
Yep.
To anybody.
Mittens is stuck in the dryer.
In Chicago-type climates, too, they used to sleep on an engine block, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They would do that on the top of a car quite frequently in colder weather, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on. Did you know, during the Operations Crossroads nuclear test, this is the one they did in the ocean, much of the ships that were surrounding the blast were populated with test animals. Many of them died, except for pig number 311. Pig number 311 was found swimming in the lagoon after the blast and went on to live at the National Zoo in D.C.,
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
That's nice.
That'll do, Pig.
Pig number 311.
You know, whenever they show the countdown to the Trinity test, they show cut shots to the desert lizards that are just innocently...
They don't know what's going on,
sticking their forked tongues out, or that red thing that comes out of their throat that makes them look real bad and mad. I am a...
Why people aren't getting the glory of seeing what you're doing right now. It hurts me.
Well, we're going to get
people can't see you put your hand up like that.
We're going to get that camera any day now, right?
Yeah,
y'all, sure. Make him do it at Baumhauer's
for you.
Said
Rich in 2016.
Did you know that king cobras, a lot of animal facts today, king cobras primarily eat other poisonous snakes, and they actually have a tendency to avoid humans at all costs. Never ever seen one, actually. And they spit. They spit their venom.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, like a camel. Did you know, we all know about, you know, well, you know, Time Magazine made Hitler Man of the Year. Well, yeah, they
more
did.
More than once, I think.
But they did not praise Hitler by naming him Man of the Year in 1938. The cover shows Hitler as an organist playing a hymn of hatred while his victims' bodies dangle from the organ. It was not in a good light. It wasn't that they praised him by that.
I forget who it was. They had a controversial Man of the Year back in the 70s or 80s. Yeah. And they took a lot of heat and they said, look, this is not about who's the best guy. This is about the person that had the greatest impact one way or the other.
On the news.
Yeah. I think it might have been Ayatollah Khomeini, now that I think about
it. Is that right?
Could be right on that. Yeah. It's not about like the good or bad a person is. It's based on their power and their influence.
This afternoon, I learned the shameful history of Time and the New York Times when it came to the reporting of the Holocaust back to you, Jay.
Did you know? An Israeli couple broke the record for the world's longest kiss. They made out for 30 hours and 45 minutes.
And that's a lot of, you know.
And then they ended up in the hospital for their effort. There, they were treated for fatigue and given medical checkups. For their troubles, they won a trip around the world and $2,500 in cash.
Only $2,500 in cash?
That's it, yeah. That is, that's all they got. It's like that, people that want you to sleep in a coffin for 24 hours, but you only get $300.
Did you ever do a car giveaway here where somebody, you qualify like 30 people.
Right.
They all get to take a position, put their hand on the car, and the person that wins the car is the last person that's got their hand on the car.
Right.
Yeah, I know the ones you talk about. I'm thinking about those people who used to do the dancing marathons.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the 20s?
That was in, 30s? During the Depression, actually. Because people would do anything for money.
And they would, you could almost die from, fatigue.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah, I've seen some of those old newsreels.
Did you know, another animal fact for you, armadillos can cross streams or rivers. They can
just can't cross streets.
Yeah, streets are hard for them. But they can cross streams or rivers by two different ways. They can either inflate their intestines so that they will float across, or they can hold their breath. This will allow them to walk across the bottom.
Oh.
Because they won't float.
Oh.
So they'll sink, and they'll just walk across the bottom while they hold their breath.
Oh.
So, do you want to move on from there?
Let's take a break here. And when we come back, there'll be more random facts, and that'll be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz. We announced our rocket scientist earlier, a man in North Carolina that won $750,000, because in that state it's legal to sue somebody for alienation of affection. And our rocket scientist, whether it's somebody who does something brilliant or somebody where you use that term derisively, is brought to you by our friends Mark and Vicky and the team at Applied Security, the group that's been protecting Blue Water here for many years, that installs incredibly rock-solid security systems and offers top-notch, I mean, like a cat ready to pounce on a mouse, monitoring. In fact, Applied Security can take over your existing monitoring. They can provide whatever you need to protect yourself from fire, break-ins, you name it, video installations, wherever they need to be placed, for your home, for your office, or for a commercial property. Call them at 279-8338 and get your security from a great local team with 32 years of experience. Applied Security, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276. Part 2 of Random Facts in 2 minutes.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Getting busy out there this morning. The morning rush from Prattville is starting. I-65 South about to load up, but 65 and 85 are both accident-free this morning. The Boulevard is busy but moving. So is the Atlanta Highway. We're looking good at 231 outbound from Wetumpka into Montgomery. No accident so far to report this morning, and that is a good thing on a Friday morning. Mini Term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts, also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 4th, 1923, the world welcomed little baby Charlton Heston.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's people!
Take your stinking paws off him, you damn dirty doctor!
Oh, sorry. Go ahead and take him from my cold, dead hands!
Charlton Heston, a star is born.
And now, are we ready for part two of Random Facts? Silently.
Random Facts.
Ennui.
Silently. That's
silently.
Parody of Silently by... Now you know why I moved it. It's a tough one to execute, kids.
Hey. Yeah, it can be. Did you know that shortly after returning from the moon, Buzz Aldrin, well, he started getting buzzed. He began to suffer from alcoholism and depression. Quote, I wanted to resume my duties, but there were no duties to resume. There was no goal, no sense of calling, no project worth pouring myself into.
I understand that completely.
Because you've been to the moon?
Yeah.
No, not because I've been to the moon, you big goober. But I've lost my direction sometimes, and it takes me a little while to get back on the right path.
But put yourself in his shoes. This guy's he's an astronaut.
I was walking in the dude's shoes. I just said I understood where he was coming from.
Emily, calm down.
After you've been to the moon,
I wasn't referring to you specifically.
I know, exactly.
I can totally understand
that's where I was going with that. I wasn't talking to you specifically. I said, put yourself in his shoes. Not specifically referring to you. Man. Put the shields down. You're fine.
Stop it.
No one's attacking you.
Always on the defensive.
Exactly. You have gone to the moon. It's like, what else is there?
I feel that way at the end of every show.
You've gone to the moon. Apparently, this is also common with Olympic athletes as well, because...
I can understand that, too.
Right.
And I'm not an Olympic athlete, but I can understand it.
Well, of course you're not. But... Did you know about a place in Texas called Nameless?
Nameless Texas.
It is Nameless Texas.
What are we going to name it?
Well, this is how it happened. After submitting six names in order to get a post office, all six were rejected. Citizens responded by stating, "Let the post office be nameless." Well, the government accepted that suggestion, and the town of Nameless Texas was born.
Is that right? That is a great story.
It is pretty cool.
Did you know, and I'm not referring just to Emily when I say you.
Oh, my God.
That the first professional sports game streamed online happened in what year? Does anybody want to guess?
1979.
Streamed online. I'm going to go with 86.
I saw this fact.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw this fact this week. Oh, I saw this fact this week because it's in one of my timelines. Either, and I think one that's yet to happen.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it happened in September of this year, so I mean, we would have already passed it.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened in 1995.
Okay, what was the game?
It was a baseball game.
Baseball.
It was the Mariners versus the Yankees in September of 95. Streamed online.
Huh.
I wonder if that was that incredible playoff game that the Mariners won. That series they won in the bottom of the ninth.
That's what the first comment says. The best Mariners season to date, in my opinion, 97 and 01 were good and gave us more hero players, but nothing's going to shake the magic of 95.
That's right. That actually saved baseball for Seattle. Yeah. They haven't been to the playoffs in many years.
I know. It's been a long
time. Ken Griffey Jr., Edgar Martinez, Randy Johnson, Jay Burner.
Bueller.
Where do you think they failed, Emily? The drafting of players, free agents? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think the free agency can really screw some stuff up. But then, you know, if you're not careful with your draft picks, then you're really ruining yourself for the future. When you got to think long term.
When you and I were talking about the Mariners yesterday, Emily, in your office... You got into a spirited conversation about the post Griffey years.
I mean, it was this a tough time.
I never knew you were so opinionated.
You
couldn't
even take into the fact that all the people that just walked away from baseball after that ridiculous strike that just made them lose their love of the game. I mean,
I love all your Mariner memorabilia in the office.
Well, I like to have a pennant or two.
The acrobatic Joey Cora, Mike Blowers, Tino Martinez, and Dave Niehaus commentating. Those were the heroes of the
show. Dave Niehaus was a phenomenal announcer who died way too young. Back to you, Jay.
Outside of the stadium, when I went to see that game, there's a statue of King Griffey Jr. Outside the T-Mobile Park,
old
I guess,
Griff.
Or whatever. Yeah. Old Griff.
Seriously, they have one for Niehaus? Because
I didn't see. This is right at the entrance as you're walking into the big gates to get
you
into the stadium.
You got to see Aaron Judge hit a home run. I'm jealous.
I did get to see him hit a home run. Did you know the only U.S. state to border one other state?
We are busy.
It's actually Mr. Duncan, so I'll take this while you...
The only U.S. state to
border only one other state.
Okay, so it's not Alaska, it's not Hawaii. Wait a second. To border one other state. Oh, wait a second. No. That can't be Maine. It can't be Maine.
It actually is Maine.
It is Maine?
It only borders one other state.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How about
that? And I'll bet that state is New Hampshire, where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yep. Maine is the only U.S. state to border only one other state. Alaska and Hawaii don't border any state.
Yeah. Right?
How about that?
So that's the only one that borders one state. And finally, the most famous sound effect from the cartoon series Tom and Jerry, Tom's leather lunge scream, was created by recording Hannah's scream and eliminating the beginning of it and the ending of the recording, leaving only the strongest part of the scream on the soundtrack. See if I can play this for you so you can hear what it sounds like. That's a...
Playing the role of Tom and Jerry was a monkey.
That's not it.
That was Zippy.
Throwing some stuff around.
All right.
That's it. Just the beginning and the end, and that's the scream. Of course, none of the other characters talked in that show. They just screamed a lot.
Right.
So, anyway, those are your random facts.
All right. Thank you, Jay Scott. If you were paying attention, stay tuned, because in a moment we'll have our $10 food outlet pop quiz question, and the Dunkins have arrived, so beginning to the Dunkin' and Sun Predictathon. Just a quick reminder that Food Outlet has three locations. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. You'll save real money in every department. I challenge you, and I ask anybody that wins the $10 certificate, see how much you can put in your buggy with a $10 certificate. You'd be amazed. You'll be amazed. I've been a regular Food Outlet shopper. I'm in my seventh year now, and I estimate saving on the conservative side, $600 to $800 a year. So try it. Millbrook on Highway 14, on Main Street in the preferred community, west of Highway 31, and I'll see you on Coliseum Boulevard Sunday morning. Here with today's pop quiz question is Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about an Israeli couple that broke the record for the world's longest kiss. How many hours did they kiss?
I've got the hours and the minutes.
Right, yeah, I'm now only looking for the... If you got the minutes, that's the fine. Hours. I'm only looking for the hours.
All right, how many hours was that kiss? 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. And the first person with the correct answer wins that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Down to the Traffic Dungeon at 732.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Traffic this morning is rolling along, and we hope your drive into work won't take that long. No accidents out there, we're happy to say, and we're hoping you all will help us keep it that way. Buckle up, don't text and drive. That way you'll be sure to stay alive. No accidents anywhere. Drive carefully now on your way in. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbsford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information, 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Freddie's got first crack at today's...
That's Teddy. Not Freddie.
I have schmutz on my glasses.
That's it.
Uh-huh. The schmutz.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Teddy.
I need somebody with...
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think the answer is? How many hours did they kiss?
36 hours.
That is not what I have written down.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
He said 36 hours.
No, that is not it.
Good try, though.
Sorry, man. Thanks, Teddy.
I'm sorry, Teddy, Freddie. Laura.
Yes.
What you got here?
Hi, 33 hours.
You guys are real close, but that is not it.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
All right. Keith.
I was thinking 31.
Nope.
Wow, no, that's not it.
Everybody's in the neighborhood here.
Sorry, Keith, that's not it. Serena.
Hi. I got it, I think.
Okay.
30 hours. And 45 minutes.
You got it.
That's it.
You got it.
Wow.
All right.
You got the hours and the minutes on that one. Congratulations, Serena.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, Serena, hang on.
Bye-bye.
Jay's going to get you jammed up a jelly tight with that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Well, we're looking for another record high. The record for today is 97. I think we get to 100. I mean, we were 102 yesterday. It's October. For heaven's sakes, we're in week 6 of football. Wow. So the rain chances are not zero. I see a couple of showers in South Alabama right now. I would say 20% or less today. Tomorrow's still hot, but I think we're done with record highs. We'll stop with number 10 record high today, and that should do it. Sunday's high 92, so we're looking for, still a hot weekend, but the rain chances not zero. Tiny on Saturday, but widely scattered storms Sunday, and then a better chance of scattered showers, maybe a couple of thunderstorms on Monday ahead of the cool front. Gosh, we sure hope this front will deliver some raindrops to us. It will deliver some much cooler air, especially as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. Right now, this morning, clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 72 at 737.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
If you missed it earlier, Melissa Goggins, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. When you do, you will qualify for a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy once a month for an entire year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, all a part of the name game. We're wrapping up week 2 of 5, so if you haven't submitted your name yet, you need to throw your name in the hat over at newstalk931.com and then just keep listening. That's the easy part. And you could qualify for one of these fantastic prizes.
Thank you. Emily Boholt is still hanging on. Hey, Bolt.
You know, I thought I was going to be too late to call in and get it, and then when everybody kept getting it wrong, I was like, oh my gosh, I might have a shot. But you know,
were the next call. If Serena hadn't gotten it, you would have been next.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
We appreciate it. And the Duncan and Son Predictathon starts next.
For it. Apple is said to be stepping up production of its iPhone 11. Reports in Japan say Apple has told suppliers to prepare for sales increasing 10%. Its CEO Tim Cook told a French publication today he sees sales of the phone growing. Costco is reporting strong sales in the summer quarter, up more than 5%. But Costco had a tax bill that cut into its profit. United Airlines is hiring pilots. It just launched Aviate, a pilot recruitment and career website. United says nearly half of its 12,500 pilots are retiring in the next decade, so it's estimating it will hire more than 10,000 pilots by 2029. Wall Street will be reacting to the September employment report today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year. Fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
Three men and a lady present the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
It's number six already or number five?
It's number six.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, I remember back in June and July, we were kind of, oh, six more weeks to the first Duncan is Unpredictathon, and now we're six weeks
into the season.
And our Auburn cohorts, you know, they were kind of quiet back then. But they're getting louder every week, aren't they?
What'd you call us?
Well, I was going to call you something else, but...
They have, I think, they were, at the beginning of the season, leery of how the team would perform.
I don't even think they wanted to get on the bus.
No, well, sometimes the bus, rides fine, and sometimes it's...
And then sometimes Ralph Cramden is your driver. So you get nervous.
Did you get a new bus, or has it just been reworked?
They took it over to the store, and we fixed it.
That's right. It went over to Duncan and Sons.
And where else would you take your bus when it needs repair? But Don Duncan, All-American.
Right.
Bus and auto.
Bus and auto.
This, I think, is the biggest, what's the word I'm looking for, headline game of the season so far.
Florida's
ranked, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, depending on which one you're looking at, number seven and, number eight, number nine, and number ten, depending on which pool you're looking at.
So they're basically adjacent to each other in the rankings.
Pretty much.
Top ten matchup. Yep.
And if so-called experts are right, this should be a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
And because it is such an exciting game, Don has not only offered to give away the works in this week's Predict-a-thon, but a $100 gift certificate. In other words, if you are the first person to predict the exact outcome of the game, you'll get your car oil changed, lube, the basic service, which also includes your car getting vacuumed out as a way of saying thank you, but $100 extra that you can use for maybe something else you need.
That's right.
Well, I hope nothing jinxes us. For instance, this major shaving job you did this week, is that going to jinx us?
No. It's good luck.
Whatever it is you do to wish your team's luck, don't do what you did for the Braves last night. That would be...
I will not wear any Auburn attire during the game because that is bad luck.
So...
I won't either then.
Good deal. You're my man. You my buddy.
I was just noticing because I just posted the Predictathon on my Facebook page. You do not have to be a friend. Just go to my page. Look for the Gator Auburn logos and make your prediction. It's in Florida, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. It's in the swamp.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. Home field, how'd that work out for the...
Oh, it should be a lovely day.
The Braves.
Gainesville.
There's no guarantee that the home team is going to win.
Nice and cool.
No. I don't think in this case they will.
No. Yeah. A&M was the home team, too.
Did I just hear your father correctly? He...
Wow.
He is predicting an Auburn win. Well, let me ask Mitch, what have you learned about Auburn since before the season started? You had question marks then. What has clarified through the first few weeks of the season?
Well, we weren't sure about the quarterback because he's a freshman.
But more and more. Yeah. More and more.
Each week he's getting better and better.
And boy, that defense is just stellar.
Interesting, isn't it? Because isn't Alabama generally... the defense that everybody respects.
Usually, now we just score 100 points.
Yeah,
and that makes me wonder. I don't think the defense isn't good. It's just that when you're up by 50 points, you can put the third and fourth and fifth strings in.
You guys are so deep.
That's right.
Some experience.
Right.
So let's go around the room here, and I will make notes. Don, your game prediction for Auburn.
Goodness. I'm going to get on the bus. 24-13 Auburn.
24-13 Auburn. All right. Mitch?
I'll say 27-17.
We're on the same Auburn. Page. I've got 28-14 Auburn.
Yeah, all these sound good.
In all three of those, Auburn wins.
Yeah. So you're all on the...
I don't care if it's by 1 point.
Yeah. All three of you are on the Auburn bus.
Yeah.
Come on, Gator. What you got?
Well, I was not a Gator fan in Florida. The only team I ever really cared a little bit about was the Hurricanes. Because I used to know Coach Schnellenberger. But Miami is such a front-running town. And if the team is not playing for a national championship, they get 25,000 people for a game.
Wow.
Somebody's got to be different here.
No way.
That's right.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go Gators 25, Auburn 24.
Oh, jeez. Whoa. There you go.
I like that.
Check, please.
I'm sorry. So sorry. So when we come back from this break, we will go over the Alabama game.
We're going to beat bye.
Oh, is this the bye week?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, so
I thought it was next week.
So this is another week. Alabama will not lose.
Between the months of January and April, I collect about 80 football schedule magnets. Mm-hmm. And wallet-sized schedules, too, like Adams Drugs has them.
I've got the wallet.
I don't even have that. I've collected them. I just never think to put it somewhere where I can quickly reference it.
Right.
I wish I had one for the fridge, but I don't.
Rich can get that out very quickly,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yes, sir.
For those of you who would like to be able to watch the game without having to put on glasses or contact lenses, LASIK could be the answer for you and the place to get it. That's never in doubt, because when it comes to your vision, experience matters. Nobody has more than Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Over 10,000 procedures. As this practice, which dates back to World War II, has advanced through corrective lenses and contact lenses, and now nobody has performed more LASIK procedures than this incredible team right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. However, before you can have LASIK, you got to find out if your vision can be fixed by this procedure. That takes just a few minutes, costs you nothing. Just call 271-3804. See the refractive surgery counselor. You could do it on a lunch hour easily, because they really have their act together there. It's an incredibly professional group. So when you make an appointment, you'll be seen on time, and you'll find out quickly whether or not LASIK is an option. If it is, then there are all types of decisions to be made after. But step one is to find out if LASIK will work for you. If you'd just like to learn more about LASIK, go to onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. Or, again, call 271-3804 to see the refractive surgery counselor.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay, and I'll tell you what, we have had just a great morning. No accidents so far this morning. I-65 out of Prattville is really busy right now, as well as I-85 inbound and 65 northbound into Montgomery. A lot of traffic on 231 from Wetumpka and Highway 31 from Prattville. They are both busy, but accident-free. No issues anywhere around the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue. Guys are doing great this morning. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pets and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m.
This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
56-yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis. Oh, my God. Davis is going on and all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
That's one of two great calls that Remnant had.
Did I give you guys
year.
Chills, too?
Yeah. I mean, too bad we lost that guy.
Right.
I mean, and his wife. It was just awful, awful, awful. But, yeah, what an iconic call.
When he when that whole tragedy happened, you know, I talked, there's been thousands of sports announcers with great gigs. And, you know, being the guy for Auburn is a great gig. And every sportscaster hopes they have that moment that's going to live forever.
Right.
And he was handed that moment and absolutely nailed it.
He sure did.
You could not have done, but you know how Christopher Russo does those curtain call things on MLB Network about how an announcer handles a certain situation? Yeah. He'd get a five for that.
Well, I remember some old Fife calls.
Right.
Years gone by.
Touchdown.
Touchdown! Fife, one Florida State game in particular, which was just phenomenal.
By the way, because we are very Libra-esque on this, in fairness, because Libras are fair people, and I am one, so is Jay. And he absolutely is the epitome of fairness. We will also play a great moment from Alabama's past at the end of the hour.
Okay.
Next hour, we do the
song. How will you decide which one? There's so many.
Well, I actually had to delete some of those calls from the system because there were so many great Alabama calls, they were taking up too much room.
I understand.
So I think I went to every other national championship instead of all of them.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I mean, I got a choice, Don. I either got to have a system I can use.
How's the weather?
That is not
hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Where all the gigabytes aren't taken by great moments for Alabama football or, you know. So,
well, that's nice of you to find something about Auburn.
But the 2006, look, you know, I've done the needle in a haystack thing. It's if you look really hard, you'll find something.
They should really appreciate the hard work you put in.
5 minutes now to the hour of 8 o'clock.
What else we got to talk about?
It is world and national news from the Fox coming up at the top of the hour.
So it's bye week already. Usually that doesn't happen until like third or fourth Saturday.
Well, it's time to change gears.
I should actually pass a law and make both teams take the same weekend off so people can plan weddings and, you know, do that kind of stuff.
I had a scholarship from Bay.
Yeah. So we get a week off to rest and recuperate. Who do we play when this bye week ends? Who's next on our...
Well, no, that's my credit card. Let's see. Yet it's going to be Texas. You're going to be at Texas A&M and the 12th man. Yep, October the 12th.
Well, a few years ago, I might have been worried about Texas A&M, but not now.
And then guess who? Oh, we're going to play your team next week. Bye. We're playing bye next week.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Good one.
I think you can handle that.
You think so?
Yeah.
So there's a pretty good chance you guys will be 5-0 then.
Yep.
But
there's a chance. Yeah.
Somebody had to go against the grain. So Auburn fans, don't hate me. I'm just saying Gators 25.
Now,
and I hope I'm wrong.
Let's rail against Clemson, who plays nobody for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
There you go. We can all agree on that one.
Yeah, and almost lost to nobody.
I know. Yeah.
Was that last week?
Not
weekend?
Quite nobody, yes. But yeah. Just about nobody.
North Carolina.
21-20. Yeah.
And boy, did you think it was gutsy that he went for two?
I did.
Yeah. I did too.
I don't blame
him. I like that, that coach.
Yeah, there's too many guys that just play safe. It's nice to see Bunny go.
You weren't
for
expected
it.
To be there, so don't go into overtime. Let's take this thing
and
run.
Dabo, his protege, or he did some sort of coaching clinic, and they were old buddies.
I don't remember.
Yeah, Mac. Yeah,
but he's really he showed up this year.
I think so.
All right, so we've already had a bunch of predictions, and I'd say 4 out of 5 are picking Auburn up till this point. Let's talk about the works, and then in addition to, if you're the first person to predict the precise outcome of this game, you'll win $100, which can be used towards any services you may need, towards tires, brakes, whatever.
Yes, sir. We'll give away the works, which includes a safety inspection, tire rotation, oil change, vacuum, and we're going to give you $100 toward whatever purchase you want to make. I'm also going to throw out real quick, and I know you guys are big into it. Don't forget about the fair starting today.
And, oh, yeah. That's right.
Open. Get out there. Go out there. Have a good time. There's plenty of TVs if you want to watch Auburn while you're out there. Last year, over $300,000 were donated to charities from what was made at the fair. So that money stays in the River Region, and let's go out and support those guys.
Are you set up out there?
We're sponsoring one of the acts on the Midway.
Okay. Which one?
Gators.
Oh,
believe that or not.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
That was under the table money.
Yeah. Well, we're supporting by.
That commitment was made before the schedule came out. All right, so glad to see the participation. I hate to say it, but so far this season, the Auburn fandom has been much better in participating.
Yeah, that's too bad, huh?
We've just been on a cruise as the team got better each week. It'll start next week.
Yes. And boy, the Iron Bowl, both teams stay undefeated.
That would be awesome.
That would be.
It'd be crazy.
It's in Tuscaloosa this year?
Auburn.
It's in Auburn this year?
Okay. Georgia and Alabama and Auburn.
7:58, we will play a great moment from Alabama at the end of this break. And then next hour, the songs that we traditionally play on Friday during football season. And before we take a final look at the roads, if you find yourself in a wreck, the greatest compliment I can pay Montgomery Paint and Body is that they do for your car's body in restoring it to what Mitch and Don do for your car and getting it to run great again. And that is good as new, maybe better. That's the outcome you should expect from Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's their mandate. They've insisted on that since the first day they opened. The Turner family principles are, we're going to fix it right or we're not going to fix it at all. No shortcuts, no under-the-table stuff. They evaluate the entire vehicle, and when you go to pick it up after it's been in their hands, they want your jaw to drop because, more than likely, I can't imagine a situation where it doesn't. Your car has not looked that good since it had a sticker on the side of the window and you were signing a lot of papers in the sales manager's office. So trust your car to Donnie Turner and his son Brandon at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with AW. 7:59.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay, and I'll tell you what, we have had just a great morning. No accidents so far.